Blog Talk Radio.
Greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit Grow Out Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the founder of a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise, hallelujah, the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to go to God in prayer this morning. He is so wonderful, so good, and so kind. And let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, I'm so excited about being able to talk with you and know that you're real. You never sleep nor slumber. You're always there. Oh, we just thank you.
Thank you.
Been so ultra awesome, so marvelous. You brought us this far, Lord. You brought us this far. And we reverence you, honor you, and glory in you. Thank you for the thousand thank yous that we offer up to you this day.
Thank
God,
you.
Because you deserve every thank you. You deserve every praise. You deserve every adoration. And we do give you glory. We give you honor. And all the praise belongs to you. There'll be a word of worship belongs to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, we love you. You know that there's only one true and living God. You're here this morning. You're everywhere. Thank you for your grace and mercy, your love, for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for your hand that stays over us to protect us, God. We realize that if you withheld your hand, Lord, we'd be in very much trouble. But your hand of mercy, your hand of amazing grace, kept us safe, thus far. You brought us safe thus far. And your grace will lead us on. We ask for forgiveness for everyone of the things that we've done wrong. Ask for forgiveness for the things that we haven't done, both sins of permission and sins of omission. We ask in the name of Jesus that you help us forgive those who trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, we pray. But comfort us with your love. Oh God, stretch out your mighty hand everywhere. Because, God, when your hand is stretched out, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow with it. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you. Because weeping may endure for a night, the joy comes in the morning. Somebody wept last night, but you helped them to make it through the night. And here comes the joy, because they made it till morning. Thank you for it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies when we were sick. Somebody, even today, has a testimony about how you healed them. Oh, God, thank you because we can be saved, healed, and delivered through the gospel through the Holy Ghost. Thank you so very much for it.
Thank you.
Now, God, I pray that you look on every one of my loved ones. Even those who are incarcerated, help them in the name of Jesus. and open up prison doors. In the name of Jesus, open up. So many have been locked up, Lord, unfairly. And while those who have done far less than they have, with different skin pigmentation, have gone free of receiving the tap on the wrist. It's not fair, God. We need your help to open up prison doors, those who've been treated unfairly. Bless them and help them in Jesus' name. And God, bring the high blood down, the low blood up. Touch those who have cancer and heal cancer. Those who have tuberculosis and lupus. Those who have sickle cell. All these diseases that are attacking the body. And those who have somehow been afflicted with arthritis and different things. You are the healer. And we know you will be the healer. We ask you for healing everywhere. Touch every part of the body. Help, touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And bring blessings to your people. They got up early, Lord, just to thank you. Bring blessings to them. Don't let anybody leave the same way they came. In the name of Jesus, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. We'll give you praise and adoration. It shall be thine. We offer the praise and we offer no glory to anybody except to you. And we thank you again and again. We bless your holy name. It's the day you made. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift you up and we thank you for everything. Thank God. Ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything I've said, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. For the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We know you never sleep nor slumber. It's right for us to speak to you because you were the first one on the line. Good morning, Lord. Can all of us speak to the Lord? Amen. He's
good
here.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Morning.
Why don't you open your mouth and speak?
Morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
I'm blessed on
you. Good morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. My. I would speak. You'd be wanting something from him, and you didn't even speak to him. He may ignore you, too. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank
good
morning. You. You've been so good and kind.
Thank you,
we love you. Let's commence the line today. Anybody have a praise for the Lord? Anybody realize that everything you have, he gave to you? And even though you thanked him last night, maybe early this morning, you still have not thanked him enough. He's done something since that time, and you owe him some more praise. If you owe him some praise, I said if you owe him some praise, I'm going to give you the opportunity to give it to him. Let's do a praise check. Where's your praise level? Mine is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. Everybody who wants to praise him, this is your opportunity. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, thanks. Open your mouth. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. My soul, yes. My heart says yes. My mind says yes. We give you adoration. Lift him up. We glory in you. And my faith is yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
To giving God glory and praise. Amen. Offering prayers up to him and asking God if you would grant your prayer request. Thank you. We're in the midst of a new awakening. I'm convinced of that. It is a spiritual shift in Christendom where we're shifting from the thank you, rather from the give me mode to the thank you mode. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Amen. Somebody said, well, I was already thanking the Lord, but you weren't thanking him 1,000 times a day. Amen. That's what we're pronouncing and promulgating here. This new praise and worship, this new, my God, this new day of giving God so much praise and worship. I saw it in vision. I saw a stadium. I saw stadiums packed with people praising God like they lost their mind. And it was a worship and praise on a level like the world had never seen it before. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This new awakening, you know, like never before. It shall be so. And you know something, a blessing delayed is not a blessing denied.
Yeah.
When God told me to pull 100 men together and to mentor them, and we did it. And then after that, he said, pull 1,000 men together and do the same thing. And we did it. 1,054 showed up. Then he said, I want you to get the Sprint Center, which seats 18,000, and bring men together from all over. We went to do it, and the man who was to help us pulled out financially. But a blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. It's going to come to pass. Amen. God's going to do that too. Amen. In the near future, I believe in the near future. Yeah, we have not lost the vision. It's going to come to pass. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a vision, don't let it drop. Amen. Stick with it.